The spill, which happened in mid-March, put officials on alert after millions of gallons of raw sewage crept toward the Hillsborough River. Much of the mess bled into surrounding wetlands near I-275 and Bruce B. Downs and was then pumped to a wastewater treatment facility. More was diverted into nearby Trout Creek, some 8 miles away from the Hillsborough River. Sam L. Robbie of the Hillsborough County Environmental Protection Commission said the incident was not a worst-case scenario. There were reportedly no fish kills, and officials say drinking water remained safe, even if the spill did cause a few inconveniences.
It smelled the first couple of days when we were out there, but it tapered off, and we've never seen it since then. Of course, a spill like this would have reduced recreational uses, picnicking, wading, what have you, because of the potential impact to human beings.
El Robbie said timing was key. Low water levels in Trout Creek kept the bulk of it from hitting the Hillsborough River, and heavy rains helped dilute whatever did make it that far. He said it was the wetlands surrounding the busted line that saved the day, and had they not been there to absorb the sludge, it could have instead hit homes and businesses.
That big expanse, it's a huge, acted as a filter, as a the kidney filters things, the wetland filtered wastewater. It mitigated the acute impact and assimilated that waste load and buffered, really, the Hillsborough River.
This may not be the case in the future. The Hillsborough County Environmental Protection Commission, or EPC, is monitoring dozens of bills in the state legislature that may hurt the way the county protects its natural resources. One is House Bill 991, which would streamline the permitting process for those who want to develop on Florida's wetlands. County Commissioner Victor Crist said he remembers what a mess Tampa Bay was decades ago and does not want to see it regress.
You know, I understand that we need to, it's good to constantly review rules and laws to make sure that they're still needed and that they're still contemporary with what the times are today, but we've got to be very cautious that we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater here, that we still have the baselines of what are important in the areas of protecting our natural resources, and that those basic guidelines remain in place and that we don't go back to where we were 20, 30 years ago.
Commissioner Mark Sharp said the legislature's move to limit local environmental protection in order to grow the economy is extremely short-sighted since Florida's natural environment is its biggest economic draw. He said efforts like those of the Tampa Bay Estuary Program, which is celebrating its 20th year, offer huge returns on their investments.
All these steps that are being taken to protect the Tampa Bay area, to recover the seagrass, there's a positive net result. And I think it's going to be borne out in economics. People want to live here. They'll want to live by the water. They'll want to see it. They'll be willing to pay a little bit more to enjoy it. So, you know, I know that we're going to be asking you guys to find ways to do more with less. And you've got to continue to try to find that way. But also, we need you to really shout out loud if we're taking action here or action's taken up in Tallahassee, which is going to negate all the good work that you've done.
The Tampa Bay Estuary Program works to restore the health of the bay by outreach, research, and hands-on projects. Program Director Holly Greening said the nonprofit's work has helped to reduce the bay's nitrogen pollution by 50%, something that helps prevent algae from clouding the water.
This is truly remarkable in the United States to see the sort of management and reduction even with population growth in this area, which shows that we can have growth and protect the environment, and I think that's very important.
The EPC is keeping an eye on bills they fear might compromise the nonprofit's efforts. Commissioner Sandy Merman called some of these measures draconian and said a few would effectively do away with the EPC.
They've got many bills this year that, funding, actually, they're defunding almost everything, which is really, for us, not so great. Of course, the fertilizer bill, which is a huge bill, which would weaken. I was not elected at the time, but the ordinance they passed last fall, it would tremendously weaken that ordinance. And then they've had many bills go through the legislature this year that would almost do away with the EPC, would take away all their ability to regulate and permit.
Fewer than 2 weeks remain in this year's legislative session. Other bills on the EPC's radar are one that deals with local growth management and one that defunds an air pollution regulation program. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.